Parasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a beautiful blue sky summer day here on the Colorado Front Range. Thank you for joining me and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your glorious weekend. We've got a lot of great music in store for you today. Our featured year in KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown is 1999, and we're going to party like it. So keep it tuned to KGNU and Terrasonic, 303-442-4242 or terrasonic@gmail.com if you'd like to reach me. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Jantar, são ocupadas em nascer. Quero que você me diga o nome de três meninos.
12 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Come your way every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on listener-supported KGNU. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Hope you are your weekend is off to a great start. We just listened to the music of Baza Ranks, remixed by Aki's Beats. Aki's Beats, a producer based in Athens, Greece. And this comes from the, this was done back in 2016. The original track is called Cumbi Addict. Before that, Nirso, a DJ out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Quatro Meninas, the track from Carnaval 016. A compilation from Athens-based Carnival Records, a label run by Panama Cardoon. Another producer from Athens that we've heard quite a bit over the years here on Terrasonic. And we began with Os Mutantes from Everything is Possible, the best of Os Mutantes, World Psychedelic Classics, Volume 1 from the Luwakabop label, a compilation curated by David Byrne and released on his Luwakabop label back in 1999. And that's the featured year this week in KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown. The track we heard, Panis Acerquenses, written by Gilberto Gil and Cayetano Veloso, originally recorded in 1968, but the compilation out in 99 and thus sort of qualified, though really, if the track's good, it qualifies for Terrasonic. In the background right now, it is Raja Czar and a song called Dabka from an album called Drums of Lebanon. Today's episode of Terrasonic is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Angelique Kidjo's Remain in Light and Femi Kuti and the Positive Force at Denver Botanic Gardens on Thursday, August 9th. Complete information is available at concerts.botanicgardens.org. And we've got something from Angelique Kidjo's rework of the entire Talking Heads album, Remain in Light, coming up a little bit later in the program. Let's get back to the music. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Thank you.
Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Terrasonic is your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, and I am your guide most weeks. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful day. Whenever you're listening, whether it's live right now on this Saturday afternoon or wherever you are in the world on whatever day, thank you again for joining me. Three tracks in that last set, all from our featured year this week on KGNU, 1999. And all of them, sort of a connection for me. The first one, El Fanoun, from Zaghareed, music from the Palestinian Holy Land, a record that I helped produce for Sounds True. Back in 1999, El Fanoun, a dance and music troupe from the occupied territories, and we put together this compilation of their music. And the track we heard, Initiation of Ecstasy, perhaps part of that sounded familiar because the part of that track went into the making of the Terrasonic theme song. And then after that, another record that I also had a hand in producing for Sounds True, Hamza El Din, the great father of Nubian music, passed away several years ago. But I had the pleasure of working with him, of knowing him, of even managing him for a while. And for his final release, A Wish, from that we heard Anesigu, which was recorded in San Francisco, in the Mission District of San Francisco. And I had the pleasure and the honor of sitting in and attending a big part of that recording session. And while I was in San Francisco, a friend that I had met through the Fez Festival, which we've heard music from the last couple of weeks here on Terrasonic, a friend from Morocco living in San Francisco, introduced me to his friend, DJ Chebi Saba. And we went to Chebi G's apartment, also in Noe Valley part of San Francisco, on Church Street. And we sat in his apartment. He had no chairs. We sat on pillows, and he served us halva and mint tea, and we smoked cloves and hash, and spent a good part of the night and into the early morning talking about music and listening to the some of the final mixes of his first release for Six Degrees Records, Sri Durga. And what a treat it was to spend time with that man and to hear this incredible music. And we heard something from that as well, Ganga Dev, from Chebi Saba's Sri Durga, released in 1999. And unfortunately, he is no longer with us either. But we hear a lot of his music here on Terrasonic, a big influence and a friend who is missed. And in the background right now, new music from Chancha Via Circuito from Buenos Aires. His forthcoming release on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label is called Biena Venturanza, and the song we're hearing right now is called Alegria. ...303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch today. Terrasonic@gmail.com works anytime. Let's get into some of this Angelique Kidjo, Remain in Light, on Terrasonic.
Never more. The wind in my heart. Balu kobla la ainochish eredale batish sankano deretish melkishis agenet sobekum gedainish melkishis agenet sobekum gedainish Almas nesh Ethiopia with loga Hulu yadenekesh Kakolas kedega Yeheu yetilishin Enchi metasebia Semish no kengidih Wezerit Ethiopia Semish no kengidih Wezerit Ethiopia Thank you. kez ish lomi birtu kanne gunchish sagrish ya beselom mekane angetish tutochish menderin yaskom jinnet yalesh enkene lelbish kekonjoch belaynesh enkene lelbish ከቆንጆች በላይነሽ
minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is rounding in to the home stretch. In that last set, we just heard from Guillermo Bayene from Ethiopique's Eight Swinging Addis, 1969 to 1974, a compilation that came out in, 1999, and a really beautiful song. I'm not going to try to pronounce the title. My Amharic is not very good. Before that, Vassis Jop from Senegal from his second album, Toshu, and his version of Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime, and that followed Angelique Kidjo's version of Talking Heads, Listening Wind, from the album Remain in Light. She covers the whole record, or pays tribute to it, reinvents it, one might say, and the record is called Remain in Light. It's just out now. And Angelique Kidjo, considered one of the great divas of African music from Benin. She's been making music for a long time. She is an ambassador of peace and of music and cultural understanding, a great artist, and doing really great work on this Remain in Light recording. In the background right now, in another tribute album of sorts, it's Brownout from Austin, Texas, and Fear of a Brown Planet, their reworking of some of the tracks from Public Enemy's legendary record, Fear of a Black Planet, and some of their other classic tracks as well. And in the background right now, we've got Welcome to the Terror Dome. KGNU's annual plant sale is happening tomorrow, Sunday, June 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here at our Boulder studios at 4700 Walnut Street. It's your opportunity to shop for fantastic starters and gardening supplies as part of KGNU's 40-year celebration. We're also having a garden-inspired arts and crafts fair with our annual plant sale, so you can get some arts, some crafts, and some plants for your front and backyard, your side yards too, all at our annual plant sale. All proceeds benefiting KGNU. That's tomorrow, 9 to 3 at 4700 Walnut Street here in Boulder. One more track to come, or actually a couple more from 1999. We'll tell you about them at the end. And then it'll be time for reggae with The Donovan. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Oh!
5 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. In that last set, we just heard from Musafir from Rajasthan from a 1999 release called Dolamaru, which came out, on Sounds True, the label I was running back then. And one of all the records that I put out through Sounds True, that one is still one of my favorites. And that group was a lot of fun to spend some time with. And before that, of course, it was Brownout. Welcome to the Terror Dome from Fear of a Brown Planet, their new release. Right now in the background, taking us out of here, also from 1999, experimental psychedelic dub band Baba Zula from Turkey and a song called Bahar. Stick around, coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by 3 hours of Reggae Bloodlines, the best in reggae music with Crucial Donovan in with you this afternoon. Perfect music, perfect host for a gorgeous day such as today. So keep it tuned for that. And while you're at it, you might as well keep it locked to KGNU for African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music from 4 to 6 o'clock. Tonya in with you this afternoon. That'll be followed by an hour of news from the BBC, leading into our Saturday evening music programming, which begins with Sound Lab DJ Winter in with you at 7 for that. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive of the program called Terrasonic at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive shows, in-studio performances, interviews, and more, all at afterfm.com. You can also check us out at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And we're always happy to hear from you via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Stop by KGNU tomorrow between 9 and 3 for our annual plant sale. We've got a little arts and crafts bazaar going on as well. Since it's our 40th anniversary, we're doing a little something extra wherever and whenever we can. Again, that's KGNU's plant sale tomorrow, 9 to 3 at our Boulder Studios, 4700 Walnut Street. There's a lot of beautiful stuff out back. Come by and check it out if you like. And that's it. See you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, for Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Enjoy your weekend.
join us for the Forum on the Piano after the news.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The recently appointed head of Catalonia's regional government, the separatist Quim Torra, has called on Spain's new socialist Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, to take risks on the issue of Catalan independence. He was speaking at a ceremony to swear in his ministers, marking the end of formal control of Catalan institutions by the central government in Madrid.
President Pedro Sánchez, parlem.
Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, let's talk. Take risks. Your cabinet and ours, let's sit at the same table and negotiate government to government. The situation we're living in cannot drag on for one more day.
Mr. Sánchez was himself sworn in shortly beforehand. He's previously indicated he'll negotiate with the Catalan government, but not agree to a referendum on independence. Thousands of Palestinians have attended the funeral in Gaza of a volunteer nurse who was killed by Israeli fire during protests along the border on Friday. Health officials said 21-year-old Razan Al-Najjar was shot dead as she ran to help a casualty. Sebastian Usher reports.
Every Saturday for weeks, Palestinians in Gaza have been burying their dead the day after they were killed by Israeli forces during mass demonstrations on the border. The fact that Razan Al-Najjar was a volunteer nurse has made her a potent new symbol for the protests. Her father held her blood-stained medical jacket as her mother demanded justice. She said that her daughter had been targeted. The Israeli military says it's investigating her death.
The Palestinian Medical Relief Society says shooting a medical worker is a war crime. Cuba's new president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, has announced that a team led by his predecessor, Raúl Castro, will reform the constitution and formalize the economic reforms introduced in the communist-run island in the past decade. The announcement was made at the National Assembly in Havana. Will Grant reports.
The gathering of the National Assembly began with a minute's silence for the 112 victims of the recent plane crash in Havana. The former president, Raúl Castro, was in the chamber in one of his first public appearances since handing over power to Miguel Díaz-Canel earlier this year. It is to enact one of his final promises as president that the parliament is meeting. Reform of the constitution is something he has called for since 2011 and again repeated on his final speech as president, in particular to see the creation of 2 5-year term limits on the presidency, among other top positions.
At least 2 people have been killed in the Nicaraguan city of Masaya in another day of violence involving opposition protesters and riot police supported by government militias. The Roman Catholic Church in Nicaragua said riot police were besieging a church where injured anti-government protesters had sought refuge. Monsignor Silvio Baez urged the government of President Daniel Ortega to end the repression. World News from the BBC. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel says discussions about solidarity with Italy should never result in what she called a debt union. But she said she'd approach the new government in Rome with an open frame of mind, seeking to work with it rather than speculating about its intentions. She's spoken by phone to the new Italian Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, to congratulate him. Ethiopia's cabinet has approved a draft law that would bring an early end to the 6-month state of emergency imposed in February. The draft will be sent to Parliament, which is expected to endorse it, as all MPs are from the governing party. Our Africa editor Mary Harper reports.
The move to lift the state of emergency 2 months early shows how far Ethiopia has come since the new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power. The 3 years of deadly protests by the country's 2 largest ethnic groups, the Oromo and the Amhara, appear to have come to an end. Thousands of political prisoners have been released and other reforms promised. But the situation